We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's get back to the Braves. The breaking news from the Braves just a few minutes ago. We led the show talking about the good win last night. Nice to see them do that. Some of the footnotes, unfortunately, were that Matt Adams had to leave the game early and that Ozzie Albies just does not look like himself with that wrist injury. Well, both of them find themselves on the 10-day injured list. I think that's absolutely the right move with both of them. I don't know the severity of Matt Adams' hamstring. 10 days is what it sounds like with the severity. But Ozzie Albies just doesn't look like normal Ozzie Albies. And we've seen what happens when guys try to play through stuff like that. And I think if there's... I'm always very hesitant with some of the criticisms of Brian Snitker. I think it's really easy to just say, ah, that bullpen didn't do good, Snitker's fault. Well, the bullpen's been phenomenal this year, and I don't hear a lot of people giving him credit. The thing that I do think is fair to be critical of him on, one of the things, is being really player-friendly. And that can be great at times, but at other times, they haven't made the hard decision to sit somebody down when they need to. Freddie Freeman couldn't hit the baseball last year in September, and they rolled him out there every single day. And look, I you're going to do that with Freddie,
Freeman.
I guess.
He's Freddie. Right. He's Freddie.
But
he's
Ozzie's pretty important in this organization too, and I'm glad they did this now. They could have done it a couple days ago, but again, they did it today, and that's what matters. Hopefully Ozzie in these 10 days will get him right.
Well, the thing with it is that you don't know how the severity of what's going on with Ozzie's wrist. Say this is a bruised right wrist, you know, a contusion, whatever you want to call it. So hopefully with rest, ice, and stem, they'll be able to get that under control. But, I mean, the thing with Snick is, like, because he's been here so long, man. He's watched the core of this team grow up before his eyes, you know. And I think that's one of the things that whenever I talk about Brian Snicker, I always mention that is how long he's been in this Braves organization. He's seen – you know, Ozzie from a pup, and well, they still pups. He's seen Freddie, you know, and so, you know, he kind of makes, sometimes as a manager or a coach of guys that you know so well, you kind of give him the benefit of doubt of okay, well, he'll find a way to get through it and things like that. He'll gut it out for me and all those things. And sometimes that can be a difficult decision for a manager to sit down one of his guys. And you saw it last week, like you said, with Freddie. Everybody knew Freddie couldn't play. We all knew that. We all sat there and watched as Freddie just looked awful because he was so banged up. Mm-hmm. And Snick just went with him because he's Freddie Freeman. And that goes when you have a superstar player, as much as you know you might need to sit him down, you're like, he's Freddie Freeman. I got to put him out there. He gives us our best chance to win, even though he might not be at 100%.
Yeah. I get it. I know that that's what happens. I know that that's what you do at times. I'll give the Braves credit this season for seemingly being more decisive with decisions like that.
It's still
like,
early, too.
Fulte had a bad start, and they DFA'd him.
you got to go, bro.
Chacin had a bad outing. They DFA'd him. Like, Ozzie's on the 10-day IL, and I don't know. Maybe in years past they would have let him try to play through it. I like being very – you have to be very, very quick in your decisions in a 60-game season.
Yeah.
Because Ozzie needs to be healthy in October. I think you can win games right now. Look, it's hard to say. Every single day, you know, it seems like another wound. Like the Braves are taking on, you know, getting hit with another bullet. It was Mike Soroka, and he's out for the season earlier in the week. And then today it's Ozzie and Matt Adams. I think you can have Echeverria play second base for a little bit. You can have Dansby Swanson bat second in the lineup with how hot he's been, and I think that you can manage it. I mean, at a certain point, some of this stuff just adds up, though.
You can't keep letting everybody go out. But I do think this, Andy, if it wasn't at the beginning of the season, even though this is a, like you said, a 60-game season, if they were in the playoffs or something, Ozzie, you need round-the-clock treatment. But, you know, because they probably look at it, he gives us the best chance to win over Echeverria. Because I'm sure it's going to be second base by committee because Charlie Clutch going to get him some time.
Sure, right? Get him in there.
Charlie going to get him some time. We do know that.
They might need Charlie out of the bullpen. I mean.
Yeah. Hell yeah, Charlie can pitch.
Yeah.
But no, but the thing with Cakes is I'm a big Nick Markakis fan. I'm not saying he's going to come in and impact and do all those things and everything like that. I just like Nick Markakis. That's just me. And I know my man Chucker, he always dumping on Nick Markakis, and it's unfair to Cakes, man, because Cakes is a good clubhouse guy. He's a good clubhouse guy there, Chuckery. All right, so leave my guy alone. And we've been going at it for years about Cakes, because Cakes has always been my dude.
Chances Cakes bats fifth tonight.
Oh, hell no. Don't do that. I ain't saying I'll do all that.
Cakes bat fifth tonight. Yes,
he is. Cakes need to be down at the eight slot, 8-9 somewhere. Yeah, I ain't saying come back and put him at five.
You got
put
Ronnie.
Put him down at 8-9.
Dansby, Freddie, Ozuna, Cakes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.